Welcome back. This is video number 7, and let's talk about membership sites. So if you run a membership site that utilizes WordPress, or you're looking to run one, then this is the video for you. Now, there are many different WordPress plugins out there in terms of membership plugins. There is WooCommerce memberships, as you can see here. So if you want the ability to have a community and you want to sell memberships, you can use this plugin. But bear in mind that this plugin can do a lot, but it can only do so much. If you want a lot more features, you're most likely going to go with another membership plugin. So it really depends on your needs. You really need to jot down what it is you want to do in your membership site and then see whether or not these different membership plugins actually are going to do the job for you. So in terms of automation, if you go with something like, let's say, Wishlist Member, and that is located at member.wishlistproducts.com, and this is a membership plugin for WordPress and allows you to create communities and membership sites, as you can see, online courses and more. You want to go here and just make sure that it is going to be good for you. Now, bear in mind that if you want to automate things, it's very limited because unless you use something like WooCommerce memberships, you're not going to find a lot of automation unless it's created by the vendor themselves. So it really comes down to looking at the features and just seeing whether that is going to fit you or not. Now, I will say one plugin is called MemberPress, memberpress.com. This is a really good plugin because I'm going to show you another plugin in the next video where it actually integrates with a lot of these more popular WordPress membership plugins. And it'll allow you to automate and have the different WordPress plugins basically communicate with each other and create that bridge. So I'm going to keep this one open, but if you want to do like automations straight out of the box using something like Zapier, then you would need to use something like WooCommerce memberships. So what I would do is I would get WooCommerce, which is free, and then I would get WooCommerce memberships, which is $199. And I gave you some tips on how to find good deals in the previous video, such as Black Friday sales, or sometimes when they come out with big launches of a new product, they'll come out with like 20% or 40% off kind of discounts. And then we have Automate Woo, which could be good for your membership site as well. So a lot of these e-commerce plugins are actually really good for membership plugins as well. So you can use Zapier.com as well. If you use WooCommerce memberships, you can say if somebody buys the product, which is a membership, then do this. Either add them to a spreadsheet, you can email the customer, add them to Active Campaign, to a specific tag, maybe send them something special. You can do just about everything that you can think of in terms of that. Now, let's say, for example, that you want to use a plugin like this and you want to automate it. Well, if you want to do that, then you're going to need to have a WordPress plugin. And in the next video, I'm going to talk about two different plugins that you can use, and you'll see in a minute how it talks to a variety of WordPress plugins within your site. So instead of using Zapier, it's actually going to sit within your WordPress site. All right, so let's move on to that video so I can show you how to automate your membership sites, your e-commerce sites, your all different types of sites within your site. And by doing that, you'll actually save a lot of money by not using Zapier. Let's move to that video.